From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we're watching news often float by. It's worth noting that Edward Snowden, still in exile in Russia after releasing sensitive U.S. documents, is now on Twitter, at Snowden.
And in fact, he's tweeting with astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson. So while that is going on, President Obama has been meeting with the Cuban President Raul Castro in New York, the first time the two countries' leaders have met on U.S. soil since the Cuban Revolution. President Obama also met with Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. Very different ideas about fighting ISIS. NPR's Scott Horsley joins us with more from the UN in New York. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
Well, let's start with the Obama-Castro meeting that happened this morning. What do we know about how it went?
Well, this is the first time that President Obama and President Castro have met since the United States and Cuba reopened their respective embassies in Havana and Washington, D.C. Certainly the atmospherics were fairly positive, broad smiles from the two men. This is not as historic as their handshake in Panama back in the springtime, but this was really a meeting, I think, that was more about the nuts and bolts as they actually try to reopen trade ties, travel ties, people-to-people ties between their two countries.
And this is actually the first time that Castro has attended the UN General Assembly, so something of a historic moment there as well.
Well, it's the first time Raul Castro has attended. His brother Fidel has been here in the past, and it's not like the Organization of American States, where Cuba was excluded by the international body until the United States opened the door. In fact, the U.S. has long argued that our policy against Cuba did more to isolate the United States here at the UN than it did to isolate Cuba.
Now, President Obama is also today chairing the Leaders Summit on Countering ISIL and Countering Violent Extremism at the UN. He talked a lot about this in his speech yesterday at the UN. But what's on the agenda now? And are you hearing anything different, Scott, about U.S. strategy towards ISIL?
Well, you might remember, Jeremy, that a year ago, the president led a Security Council meeting here on the problem of foreign fighters coming from around the world into Syria and Iraq to join ISIS or ISIL. And at that time, some 15,000 foreigners were thought to have made that dangerous journey. Despite all the efforts of the United States and other powers to slow that tide, we now think that some 30,000 foreigners have made their way to Syria and Iraq to join ISIS. So there has not really been any material progress in stemming that tide. The president said today that what they're really battling is an ideology, and that ideologies won't be defeated with guns, even though we're using guns and airstrikes to try to counter ISIL, but that ideologies will in fact be beaten by better ideas. And so part of what they're talking about today is countering the violent extremist tendencies, the ideology that drives people to pull up stakes and make that very dangerous trip to Syria or Iraq.
Well, and when you say better ideas, of course, one of the big ideas that's getting a lot of attention at the UN General Assembly is the idea coming from Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's looking at maybe a way of fighting ISIS with more cooperation with the Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad, who the United States would like to see leave office there. But are you seeing any more cooperation between the U.S. and Russia, especially after the meeting yesterday between President Obama and President Putin?
Yeah, working with Assad would not fit into what the White House considers a better idea. That was a very tense handshake that President Obama shared with President Putin yesterday, a mirthless handshake. And the two met for about 90 minutes. About half that meeting was not about Syria and ISIS at all. It was about what's going on in eastern Ukraine, where the White House insists that Russia live up to its agreement in the Minsk Accords. But the other half was devoted to Syria. And they agreed in the limited sense that they are going to have their militaries talk to one another just for the purpose of staying out of each other's way in Syria as Russia beefs up its own military presence there. But on the bigger question of what's the political future for Syria, there is a fundamental divide between the United States and Russia, between President Obama and President Putin. President Putin thinks, look, Bashar al-Assad is, of course, a longtime ally of Moscow's, but also a potential source of stability in that country, and that he ought to be propped up in his fight against ISIS. Obama believes that Bashar al-Assad is a despot, a tyrant, who has lost the confidence of his own people and whose continued grip on power is only fueling further dissent and violence. And on that fundamental divide, there was no meeting of the minds, although they did agree that their subordinates will continue to talk, and Secretary of State John Kerry said today he'll be meeting tomorrow with the Russian foreign minister to keep looking for some path forward on a long-term political fix for what's ailing Syria.
Scott, before I let you go, who else has President Obama been meeting with, or is he going to meet with, that we haven't been hearing about while he's in New York?
Well, he's also meeting today with the leader of Kazakhstan, and he had a meeting yesterday with the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. Of course, India is a key emitter of carbon pollution, along with the U.S. and China, and Obama is very much hoping that India will play a constructive role in forging an international climate agreement in Paris later this year.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley joining us from New York, where the U.N. General Assembly is underway. Scott, thank you.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.